their friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Always ready. Welcome, welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. It's Motivational Monday.
Yes, it is. Here we are.
How's it going?
Good. I'm a little out of breath from running up the stairs.
There was accidents everywhere. Everybody's in a huge rush out there.
Yeah,
slow down. Take a deep breath. It's all good.
Yeah, and even if we had been a little bit late, you know, it would have been just take it easy and listen to a little music and it'll all work out, right?
There you go. Well, I just flew in from Florida.
And boy, are your arms tired.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it was an amazing trip, though. I have to tell you, I learned a big thing. You know, sometimes we go over there and we're just racing.
Yeah.
But this time we actually spent incredible time with my kids. And we went and did all the simple. In fact,
now, you just had the boys, though, right?
I just had two of my children. Exactly. Yeah. But now I'm going to try and go and repeat it with my girls.
There you go.
You know what we did? We all voted on one different thing to do, and it was so much fun. We just had an incredible time, so it was really good.
Great.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We got Jer on the board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Did you listen to the shows from last week?
Amazing. You guys did an amazing
job.
We
had so much fun. I got to tell you, Giovanni is one
of my new
best friends. What a great guy.
I know. You guys would love each other. You know what's funny? I love all the people that have gotten, you know.
Well, you surround yourself with good people.
I just love, he's a go-getter. He's just a really great guy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you.
Well, thank you very
much.
So,
yeah.
And so are you.
Well,
a mutual appreciation club this
morning. Well, that, you know, and that's what it is it's about having a really good team around you.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know, and that's especially important now during the holidays, you know, because I was thinking about this morning. There were certain people who were a little resistant to get into the holiday spirit. I think now most people are
that would be me, you know.
But most people have kind of embraced it. Now we're into the second week of December, so people have embraced it. But I've started noticing some of the Facebook posts from friends of mine that are telling me, I've been going through, you know, unpacking the Christmas decorations, and it's starting to remind me of people who are no longer with us. Grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters. And
did you read my column? Because it hasn't even come out yet in the Venture Breeze.
Yeah.
But that's something that I talked about. And that was one of the things that, like a gift, okay?
Yeah.
We're all looking for materialistic gifts, but it's really about the food, the smell, the, you know, the different times that you've had with your parents, your grandparents.
The experiences of life.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what, to me, that's what the holiday is. And for a second, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed with the holidays coming and everything. And then I thought about it for a second. And this weekend, or this last couple days that I had with my children, I mean, we had one of probably the best times my kids ever had playing miniature golf.
See, and that experience will last a lifetime in their memories.
My kids were, Mom, Dad, thank you. This was so much fun.
This is the best, yeah.
And that's what we in fact, it was funny because we went back a second time. The guys go, you guys had that much fun? This was really fun. And I want to really urge everybody, don't go looking for, you know, the next Nintendo game or the next, you know, all those things, because you want to take, go bowling, go, you know, play miniature golf, go play tennis.
Yeah.
There's gifts right here, right around us.
I did the Christmas parade in Granada Hills yesterday with my son, Devin. And there was another gentleman there. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. He was such a nice man. With his daughter, who was about 10 years old, in the sidecar. And he was telling me, we got to talking because we were waiting for the parade to start, and we have a couple hours from when
did
we
staged. Did it go up Chatsworth Street?
All the way up Chatsworth Street.
That's my
beautiful.
That's where I went to school out there, Granada Hills. I love it.
And this guy was telling me that his daughter is kind of his second chance because his older daughters, he didn't spend as much time with, and they got into trouble. They got into, you know, a variety of academic trouble and other things going on, and they're in their later 20s now. and he was asking me what he could do to ensure that his now 10-year-old daughter wouldn't have the same trials and tribulations.
Do you know what I love? I'm just going to stop right there. Is that he's even thinking about
exactly,
that.
Exactly. And that's what I told him. I said, look, the fact that you're already aware of it means you're going to do a better job. And you're out here
making a
in
difference.
The parade with your 10-year-old daughter. You're making memories. Parents who spend time with their kids have much better outcomes with their kids.
Yeah. Let me tell you, we had some rocky times.
Of
There's
course.
No, you know.
Of course.
But you know what? We started our day again. We kept starting our day over.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, wait a minute. He got more than, you know, really? Okay. So, you know, and that's, it just kept getting better.
Yeah.
It just was better and better. And
well, and bless you for your patience because that's what it takes.
Yeah. And let me tell you, flying nowadays is not so much fun. I don't know if anybody of you saw my post on Facebook, but I don't know how they're like, I think they put 3 more seats in on every row because I used to be really little and I know I haven't gained that much weight, but let me tell you,
it is
tight in
elbow
there.
Elbow to elbow.
And you know that service with a smile? Not
gone.
So much anymore, you know?
It's
and you do not want to go in there hungry. Let me tell you, I don't know if, you know, I'm going to just, I know we always like
airplanes are not 5-star dining.
They're not anymore.
No. Not even the airport.
It's really just a transportation.
It is. It's a big bus.
Which is okay because you get to where you need to go.
Do you remember when airline pilots used to be considered like these godly heroes?
Yes.
And now they're bus drivers.
Yeah, it's sad.
Well, paid bus drivers.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? This was a really, you know, we're in the middle and here I have my 2 boys next to me. My husband was behind us. You can't even get, you know, all your seats
together.
So that's like a given. But all of a sudden the pilot says, everybody needs to take their seats immediately because I wasn't expecting this. Oh, my heart.
Expecting what?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, does that mean we're done? You know, my son goes, Mom, why are you scared? Oh, let's just hold on because I don't know what he's really talking about, you know? And then, are you ready for this? So we have this one plane. I'm just going to get it all out really quick because I know it's Motivational Monday here at the Kim Pagano Show. But they only had one bathroom working.
Really?
Isn't that?
Seriously?
Yeah. But, and you know, so
on a 5-hour flight.
I'm pretty patient. But the line, we were at the end of the seating, okay, at the back of the plane. That's where the bathroom was. And I asked some people, I'm like going, God, this line's never going down. I better get in it. So I'm like, said to the guy in front, I'm like, I'm behind you, okay? And he's like, okay. Well, that was like 10 people behind.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like, what the heck is going on here? Well, there was only one bathroom. Are you serious?
Ridiculous.
You know, and then finally the stewardess, you know, they were like, well, hey, it is what it is. Well,
they're not plumbers. They're not going to fix it midair.
But why would they even let a plane go out like that? That just,
better
anyways.
Than leaving
okay,
people
I'm done.
Stranded.
I'm
Are you done.
Done
venting?
Yes, I'm done
Take
venting.
Take a nice, deep cleansing breath.
Yeah.
In
I'm
with
all
the good.
Safe. It's all good,
yeah,
you know, and I am blessed that we have that transportation.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy time. So. Getting
do,
ready for
do
the
Do you realize
holidays.
That it was less than 100 years ago that the Wright brothers flew their historic flight at Kitty Hawk?
Really?
Less than 100 years ago.
Wow.
So, I mean, we live in amazing times.
That's
but,
it. Exactly.
You know, we have to be thankful for what we do have.
All right. Yeah. Well, I do want to welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. We are on weekly.
Daily.
Weekly. Yeah, daily. Thank you. Monday through Friday,
yeah.
8 to 9, and then again from 1 to 2.
Yep.
And
you archive the shows on your website,
that's
the Kim
right.
Pagano Show.
That's right. Actually, yeah.
KimPaganoShow.com. Okay.
Also, you can find us on TuneIn Radio on all of your phones. That was really cool because I got to listen to your show when I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can listen anywhere. It's funny. Everybody's like, what are you doing over there? They did a little Facebook picture out there of me listening. But, you know, it's so convenient. You can listen anywhere. So I do want you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing journey, if you have a story that you want to talk about, if you want to just wish somebody, you know, happy holidays.
Yeah.
This is the place to do it, right here.
You know, and you can share the Kim Pagano Show with all of your friends on Facebook.
That's
right. We have
right.
the Kim Pagano Show Facebook page, as well as people can listen live online.
That's right. Jared, do you have Facebook open? All right.
There
you
go.
If you have a question and you're not you're a little shy and you don't want to call in,
yeah,
definitely, you know, Facebook us. Or if you are one of the braver ones, you know.
Give a call. You know, on Friday we had so many calls.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, people were so excited about
it. I thought you were going to have that one guy sing. If he's out there, I wanted to hear.
You want to hear the gentleman who sang when Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was one of our
trivia questions. Knew that answer. He was like, Mom, I'll go out and... So, anyways, well, I'm so glad that you are starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We have our first guest, actually, Chaney Weiner, and he's going to be talking about how to resolve conflict and achieve long-lasting wealth and success in any area of your life. He's one of my favorite guests.
Any area?
Yeah, any area. So we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll come back with him.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my...
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we have our next guest, myself, obviously, as I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We got Jer on the board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you want to be a part of our show, call us. And Chaney, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. So talk to us. This is a great topic right now. How to resolve conflict. Why do people have so much conflict in their life?
Well, every human being has things that are most important to them, second most, third most important to them, et cetera, or a set of values. While this is true with every human being, the interesting thing is that while everyone has these values, they're all different from each other. And in fact, you were mentioning earlier about going out with your family over the weekend and going to play a miniature golf. Well, whatever you all were doing were all in each other's values. Otherwise, there would have been conflict. So it's really important to understand that, because many times people get into situations where there's conflict because they want to try and project what they want to do onto somebody else, and then the other person doesn't want to do it. So in your situation, you were doing something that you wanted to do, your children loved it, and you, in a sense, didn't have the conflict. Whereas if you, let's say, would have said to your children, well, let's go, I'm just making this up, let's go to the opera, chances are they would not have wanted to go.
You know what? You have a great point there. I have to tell you, in talking about that, we actually did. We did skydiving, you know, like in the simulator.
Oh, the indoor skydiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It was pretty amazing. My husband and I have done it before. So we hung out there and watched them and took pictures and videos. And then we also went on a boat. That was something that my husband wanted to do, one of those power, or I don't know, you go over the glades.
Oh, yeah, the airboats.
Airboats. Yeah. We did that. So everybody, you're right. And we did all. So guess what was the last day? And they wanted to all go back to, oh, they did indoor surfing, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was a marathon, I'm telling you.
So the last day was your choice?
Yeah. What do you think it was?
Shopping.
You got it, baby. Yes. And let me tell you, if you would have seen three guys sitting outside.
Holding all of your bags.
Yeah, Nordstrom's and Macy's. And they were, and it was funny because I came out and my 17-year-old son said to me, Mom, what'd you buy? And he goes, you have no bags, no receipts. And I said, Shipped it, babe. Shipped it.
Oh, very nice.
But you know, it was a give and take, and that's what it was all about.
Yeah, in fact, that's another good way to put it. It's a give and take. Now, with what you just mentioned, if let's say you would have quote unquote forced them to go in to, let's say, accompany you when you were picking out clothes, the chances are they would have gotten bored, and if it really would have annoyed them, there might have been some conflict. But yet, if they would have went into, you said it was Nordstrom's, if let's say your husband really loves sports and, you know, he went into the sports department and you would have went with him, there probably would have been a little bit of an issue unless they have women's clothes in the sports department, which nowadays I believe they do.
They do. You're right. Yeah. Those are those smart merchants, right? Mm-hmm. But no, you know what? I love, Cheney, where you're going with this, because really life is a give and take. And if you can kind of, you know, value other people's you know, desires and what they like in their life. I mean, my son was out there racing, so we went and kind of went through his whole thing, even though that's something I love watching him. But my other son was a little bored doing that. Mm-hmm. But then we went and gave him stuff that he liked. So it was a give and take all the way around, and I think that's what life's all about.
It is, and it's interesting because many times people will label others attention deficit or other labels because they're bored by something, and it's really... Yeah, there's an attention deficit, so to speak, but it's there because they're doing something that's really not interesting to them. But yet, if that same kid, if let's say we're talking about children, if you gave them something that they really love doing, all of a sudden they have the attention surplus, which is the opposite of that. So it's really, we're saying the same thing in different language, so to speak, but it's a give and take. And the other important thing is to do things that other people love doing without minimizing yourself, but also doing what you love to do as well. So really you're communicating in terms of what's important to each other.
Yeah, and that ADHD thing is so massively overdiagnosed. It's like we live in a culture that somehow needs a personal excuse for their behavior. Well, I am the way that I am because I have adult ADD and you just have to deal with me, or that's an excuse for me to take my medication. Whereas, you know, where did it go where we had the right to challenge people to rise to their best and ask them to give their best rather than constantly make excuses? And we have to start with ourselves. We have to stop making excuses for our own behavior and be challenged by, you know, our friends and our family to rise to our best. If I'm not feeling good about going out to go shopping with you, suck it up. I'm going to put a smile on my face and do it because I love you.
Wow, could you imagine if more people did that?
Yeah, I can.
I'm serious. You know, it's funny. I mean, just standing in the line waiting for the bathroom in the plane, okay? And it's uncomfortable. You have to go to the bathroom. Everybody's, you know, not comfortable. And it's funny. There was a guy that was sitting at the side of me, and he said, excuse me, ma'am, in front of her, right? An older lady said, could you not put your seat back as far? Because it's like, it was really like going into his stomach, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, seriously? You're asking me not to recline? And he goes, yeah, I'm not reclining. So because you're not reclining, I'm not reclining?
Right.
And so I said, you know, it's just common courtesy. And he goes, yeah, a lot of people don't get that. And that's what life is.
Common courtesy ain't so common anymore.
It isn't. Yeah. And I think that that's something that we really need to work on as society.
I guess we're all just too vulnerable. We take these insults from anywhere. And when I meet somebody who is getting aggravated or angry with me in some way, my heart goes out to them and think, you know, what's going on in your life that I'm the battle that you're choosing to vent on? And I know that's what you talk about. You talk a lot about venting, don't you?
Yeah, and it's interesting because you just mentioned the airplane example and it being a common courtesy. Well, when you're around the people that you care about the most, and that's the key word there, it's caring. And caring is finding out what's important to someone else, knowing what's important to you, and being able to, like I said before, communicate in terms of that. And in a relationship, that's what keeps the ring on the finger. Within the family, it's what keeps that, let's say, that family, if you will, dynamic where there's less conflict. But then again, back to the conflict thing, it's important to have some conflict at certain times, but at other times, no. But again, it's that, to me, one of the most important words is communication, and I use that a lot. And that's really what it is, to care enough about someone else without really minimizing yourself.
I like that. Cheney, tell us a little bit about yourself. Just if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Jer is on our board. You can give us a call, 805-639-0008. And we're talking to Cheney.
Yeah, I'm a human potential specialist, which basically is helping people raise their awareness, raise their human potential, and really realize the hidden uniqueness and really the magnificence of who they are and how they can translate that and take that out into the world, because everyone has a special gift. And many times people are not aware of that. And what I love doing is to wake people up to that so they can really see that they really have a valuable place in the world and that they contribute to society in a very large way.
A human potential specialist.
I love it. And that's, I know. And you know what, Cheney, that's why I wanted to have you back, because really that's what, I mean, I think everybody is born with a gift.
And maybe you, many gifts.
Many gifts, absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't know your potential, look in the mirror. And what people talk to you most about, you know, oh gosh, you know, Dr. Steven, you're so motivating, your stories, you're this, those are your gifts.
Yeah.
You know, and so when people give me compliments, be proud of those.
And that's not arrogance. You know, we were trained from little kids not to be stuck up, not to be conceited, not to be arrogant. And it's not arrogant, stuck up, or conceited to be proud of the gifts that you have.
Well, it's called owning it.
Yeah.
Own it. You know, it's funny, when my son was going out there to race, and you know, I gave him that little motivation. He's like, Mom, seriously, stop. And I go, no, own it. Get out there. You can do this.
Yeah.
And you want that feeling of, I can do this.
Somebody used to say, it ain't bragging if it's true.
Ooh, I like that. I love that. And that's what it's all about. If somebody has a story that they want to share with us, give us a call.
805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008.
That's right. So, Cheney, how do you work with people that don't believe in themselves?
Well, it's interesting that you asked this question, as very timely, because this is in regards to what you were just saying about owning it. And in a sense, that's what I have people do. I really have them see that really whatever they see in someone else, they have in themselves. And I have people ask a series of questions. One such question is, and you pretty much alluded to it, if let's say you're saying something about this other person, oh, this person's, they're doing a great job, they look beautiful, all these wonderful comments, well, whatever you say about someone else, you're saying about yourself. But many times people will beat themselves up and thinking that they're less than, but yet they're praising somebody else, but they're also praising themselves on a certain level. So in essence, what I do is I help people realize that and become aware of that. And it also works the other way. You mentioned about the airplane. Many times people will say things about other people that are negative. Well, they're saying it about themselves too. So the idea is to get everyone or each person to realize that what they see in others, they have in themselves, and how to express it in their unique form and really raise their human potential, like we spoke about earlier.
Indeed. I love that.
Now, you know, as we all get older, sometimes we feel like we've lost something. And, right? I mean, I talk to a lot of older women that I'm doing their hair, and maybe they don't feel like they have their looks anymore. How can they overcome who they still have it? They still have it going on.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up. I love to tell people you can't have old without having young. And in fact, when it comes to birthdays coming up, that's pretty much what I tell people. And I have this system where I count backwards. Now, that's a little psychological thing. But it's true, because someone will perceive themselves as being old in some area, but they're young in another. Again, awareness. Take the time and look to see, hey, I may be physically, I'm just making up a number,
right,
55 years old, but where am I 25 years old? And it may or may not be in your looks, but keep in mind, looks is one aspect of it. So,
and, you know, I believe it was Gail Sheehy who wrote a wonderful book called The Seasons of a Man's Life. And I love that concept of not just for men, but for women as well, is that if we can take ownership of the seasons of our lives and recognize we will go through all of them, hopefully we will have the privilege of entering the winter of our lives, that if you can really take ownership of the season that you're in, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm 46. I'm not a child anymore. And I can't, you know, get out there and play softball with the guys the way I used to. But I can still play. I can still run. I can still laugh. I can still surf. I can. There's a lot of things that I can do and just enjoy that. And with my growing age, hopefully I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom that I can share as well.
Yeah, because I like to say you get older in wisdom and younger in vitality.
You know, Cheney, I think, Jared, we have a question.
Yeah, one of the callers, Danette Gale, she called and she wanted to tell a story real quick. She said that before, a while ago, she had no confidence. Every time she'd walk in the room, she'd feel like people would stare at her until she, you know, basically talked to herself out of it. And she gave herself a lot of confidence, and she just basically told herself, you got to ignore these people. And she said she's a really nosy person and she likes helping people. Ooh. And not being confident.
It helped her.
Yeah, it helped her a lot.
What great, yeah. That's great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, just take the risk, you know. Most people have this fable in their head that they're the only one in the room who's not confident. And they believe that everybody else is walking around showing all of this confidence. And what they don't realize is that they're not made of glass. Nobody can see inside to them and see their lack of confidence. In fact, everybody in the room is judging themselves. I didn't blow dry my hair right. I can't believe I wore this dress. It looks almost exactly like the dress on that girl over there, and she wears it better. I mean, we've all got these internal dialogues going. And if we had thought bubbles above our heads, we'd all realize we're all big balls of insecurity.
We all are. You're absolutely right.
And maybe that would make us feel a little less self-conscious if we knew everybody else is a little insecure as well. Well, then let's all be insecure together and give each other a big group hug.
That's right. You know, I know this sounds crazy, but, you know, I always say
you crazy.
You crazy?
I don't believe it.
I know. You know, my son wanted to talk to somebody. He goes, Mom, he's so intimidating. I go, think of him sitting on a toilet. We all sit on a toilet. I don't know why, but somebody told me that years and years ago.
Oh,
is we're all normal.
We all put on our pants one leg at a time.
Exactly. And yeah. That's the way it is. Really, fake it till you make it. Once you walk through that door and you just go in, you can get pretty much through any day.
Even putting a smile on your face, forcing yourself to smile, actually makes you happier. It sends electrical impulses to the brain, the neurons fire, the endorphins start going, and it will change your mood by putting a smile on your face even when you don't feel like it.
I love it. Chaney, are you still with us?
I am still here.
Okay.
He ain't going anywhere. He loves this conversation.
I know. So what else? What is the most, tell us what, I guess, the most challenge that you come across?
Oh, yeah.
As far as the people that I work with, it's typically money, it's relationships, and it's limited beliefs, negative thoughts. So definitely those three, and they're pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah.
I
would echo that in my practice.
Because you have the same thing that you run across that.
People are worried about money. They're worried about their relationships and, their personal fable of, you know, how somehow they got the idea in their head that they're a broken person, and they're not.
No, we're all, we're all fixable.
Yeah.
We're all in kind of like a progress,
right? Well, I've got a few
dents
and bruises.
We all do.
My paint is peeling a little over here.
Oh, I like how you said that. Your paint's peeling. You know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I value all your opinions out there. I value your thoughts. And I'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah, give us a call at 805-639-0008. And share us a story about overcoming and getting your confidence back.
Just like Annette just did. That was great. I love that.
Thanks, Annette. That was really cool.
I know. I love when people talk about their stories. You know, and one of the things that I thought of is, and this is going to be in the Venture Breeze, which I love their newspaper, is, I try to talk about something that's going on in my life. And, you know, the holidays start reaching right now. And your kids are getting a little older. It's not as fun as it used to be. The first Christmas. Do you remember the first Christmas
all the presents
Chaney, do you remember the first Christmas? It's so exciting. What happens when we get a little older? How come it can't be so special anymore?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I was actually thinking about what I'm about to say a few minutes ago when you were speaking earlier. And it's really important, and again, this is part of the awareness that I help people realize, and that is to appreciate all the moments. Really, what I'm getting at is gratitude, because it's really interesting, and we've all done this. We don't
look at all the great things we already have
in that moment, but then 5 years, 10 years later, we'll look back and say, oh, those were the good old days, or oh, those were the great moments. But
these are the good old days right now.
I'm telling you, every day is a gift. And that's what that's the biggest thing I took from my last vacation, is that we're all looking for gifts. They're right here. Your children, your parents, your grandparents, your friends that you support. You know, my people that I have on my show. All my
getting to come in here and see you every Monday.
It's a gift. Yeah. That's what life is.
Yeah, because I like to call those the good new days.
The good new days.
Not the good old days, good new days.
I like it.
Yeah. Living a rich, fulfilled life in the moment. Have you ever pushed away from the table, not overstuffed, but very satisfied?
I like that. That's where the I'm feeling going this
we
week.
Want. That's the feeling we want to cultivate with our relationships and our friends and our work, is we want to push away from the table feeling, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't desire anymore, but I'm not overstuffed either.
And you can do that every day.
Yeah. Many times a day, I think.
Yeah. I think if you...
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
There you go. And every person that touches your life, if you can just have something that's satisfying for both of you. And that's, Cheney, I think that's really what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. And in addition to that, let that person know. I mean, it's really interesting because I traced back during my life, during my journey, and I figured out, wow, this person came into my life for a reason, but do they know that they actually served my life?
Well,
tell them.
Yeah, and tell that's them. What I'm in the process of doing. I'm on this world tour, so to speak, and I'm now with Facebook. I can connect with people and really let them know, because something that happened 20 years ago, they may not realize that they contributed to someone's life in a very big way.
You got it. And I think that that's so important. I think that's one of the things that we're missing is in our 24/7, we're on to the next gig instead of honoring each gig as we're, you know, in each person and each moment. Yeah. I'm into really taking each day and making it purpose, living in the purpose and living right now.
You know, I was just flashing on the, you know, the 12-step program that a lot of people have worked through for substance abuse and behavior abuse and things like that. And one of the steps is making amends, and you have to go back and talk to people about, you know you wronged them in some way. You insulted them, you hurt them. They might not even be aware that you did that, but it really is a meaningful thing for both people to do that. Well, what if we went back in time to all of the people in our lives and told them about the wonderful things that they did? And wow, you know that thing that you did, that you smiled at me that day? I was having a horrible day, and that smile made the rest of my day. You brought me out of my funk. Maybe, or I really appreciate it that you said that thing, or that you did that thing.
Maybe that could be the gifts of December.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I just think that that's so good, is give somebody that's touched your life a little word of,
encouragement.
Encouragement.
Yeah.
With that, Cheney, do you want to stay with us for a couple minutes? We'll be right back, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Season. Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm so glad you're waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, and in your cars, in traffic.
That's right. Or sitting at home, yeah. Having a nice cup of tea or coffee. I don't know.
Coffee,
it's a little chilly out. It's
reading your Daily Breeze.
Yeah, there you go, huh?
Yeah, where do you get the Daily Breeze?
The Daily Breeze?
Oh, Ventura County
Ventura Breeze.
Breeze.
Sorry. Oh, you know what? They're actually everywhere. They're all over. And you can actually do it online, too.
Everything's online now.
Everything's online.
We're
I love
online.
It. Yeah, definitely. And also, I'm in the coffee news.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
How
that's
is that
another.
Going?
It's a great. I got to hook you up with them, too. Great yeah. other people. You
that's
know?
That trivia thing and
yeah.
news and stuff that's at the coffee shop. What?
There, yeah.
Wait
I mean,
a minute. There's one over here.
I brought them in for you.
You brought them in.
Yeah.
Check this out. The coffee. News. This is great. This is the Moorpark edition. But
yeah, Rob and Matt, they're yeah. really cool guys, and they're going to be here. We're starting our
Ooh,
Tuesday
weekly,
trivia.
It's got your weekly horoscope.
That's
here,
right.
Too.
It's got all of that. So yeah, we've got lots of fun stuff here. So definitely stay tuned Monday through Friday.
You do bring value, don't you?
I do. I try to. You know what? I bring valuable people and valuable thoughts, and that's why we still have Janie on the line, right, Janie?
I'm here.
Yay. All right. So you know what? I wanted to, because I know we had to take a quick break, but I wanted to talk to you about leave us with one thought that we can really work through the holidays with.
Yeah.
Well, this not only applies to the holidays, but it applies to your life in general, and that is any situation that you come across that may be challenging, and certainly during the holidays that does have a tendency to come up, always look to see how it benefits and serves your life, because of everything that you may see now today that is very challenging or you may perceive as being bad is may very well and usually is the thing that you really need on your path, on your journey. And why wait 5, 10, 15 years from now to realize that what's happening today is really a benefit and serves your life, and especially take that and go out and help and serve other people.
Wow, Janie, that was so powerful right there. Is, you know what, really, what happens every day is supposed to be happening.
Mm.
It's meant to be. Mm. And you can turn it into a positive or you can turn it into a negative.
Yeah, that's called not looking for the meaning of life, but finding the meaning in life.
Oh, God, we're so good here. I like that. I'm serious, but that really is. That's what it's all about. Make every day count.
Yeah.
So with that, Janie, I know you have a website.
Yeah, it's www.chaneyweiner.com. If you go on there now, today, go http://. Chaney Weiner. I'm having a little issue with the site.
Uh-oh. You know what? Why don't you post it on my Facebook?
Oh, good point.
Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah.
So then I can share you with everyone.
Okay.
You got it. All right. Thank you, Chaney. And,
thank
of course, you.
You
will be back because I love where you're coming from.
Thank you. And have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Thanks okay. so much.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Keeping I like good people in the loop there. You know?
I love it. I want all those really positive.
Is that why people tune into your show?
I think. I hope so.
People
I would
tune
love
in
because
they know, what are you going to be bringing
you know what?
Today?
That's a really great question. Yeah. I want to hear from my listeners if I'm fulfilling their holiday needs or
yeah.
if I'm just fulfilling their daily, you know. They're my mommy moment. I know a lot of people love my mommy
yeah,
moment.
That's true.
I get emails
things, yeah.
and you know texts about that all the time. But I'd love to have a couple calls of just gratitude.
Yeah,
of,
805-639-0008. Call in and tell us what you love about the Kim Pagano Show, and also tell us what you're looking for. Maybe give us an idea about somebody or something or some topic that you're really interested in us covering. 805-639-0008.
There you go. And I know that you know. This is another great topic. We actually have Kathy Lipp, and she's got some solutions for what's for dinner. I know that's one of my things, you know, four kids,
yeah.
you know.
Do you find yourself doing the same meals?
No.
Spaghetti night, chicken night, meatloaf night, and
no,
all that? No,
I'm one of those. I really,
tuna casserole
know,
surprise.
I know I'm going to go back to this, you know, miniature golf, but you know how you can, you hit a golf ball and it can go into one hole or it can go into the other and it goes down and you don't know which hole. So my husband, all the kids did one hole and I'm like,
I'm going to take a risk.
I'm doing the other, you know, and that's yeah. really me. And it's funny because the kids will say, Mom, this is really good. Oh, what was it? I don't know what because I just kind of do it like I do hair. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. I don't really go by directions, so
yeah.
But my younger daughter is starting to cook now, and she's
we need
really
ideas
good.
Because you know it's like, what do we cook for dinner tonight?
That's right. So, anyways, well, she is going to be coming on, Kathy, And she's going to give us some great, quick, easy, affordable meals that we all will love. So, Kathy, are you there?
I am, Kim. How are you doing this
I'm
morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We call you an intuitive cook.
Ooh, I am an intuitive. I look in my, there you go, exactly.
You keep a lot of condiments
around?
You
possibly have something besides batteries and baking soda in your fridge to actually work with. So you've got something good going on, that's for sure.
I love it. Okay.
You know, when I was a bachelor, I had a lot of condiments, a lot of mustard and pickles and relish and things like that, just in case food showed up. Then I would have something to put on
there
it.
There you go. I like it. That's positive thinking right there, you know. All right,
There's
Kathy.
Kind of a fishes and loaves thing going on there. He could make pizza with ketchup and fishes and bread. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, what I want to talk about is just, I don't know about you, Kim, but I know for me and many of my friends, 4 o'clock rolls around and that panic turns to dread and you're thinking, there are going to be a bunch of people staring at me at home saying, what's for dinner? And they expect me to have an answer.
That's right.
And it's so frustrating and it's so hard because I know that as many of us love to cook, I don't know about you, but I hate cooking. I hate the day-to-dayness of it. I'd love to be able to be inspired and say, hey, I've got this great new recipe. But it doesn't matter whether I'm inspired, whether I've gone shopping, I have to come up with dinner. And so this whole book is just, it's a strategy about getting dinner on the table every single night. I had one person who said, it's like Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, but for your kitchen. Which,
ooh, I like it. Yeah. I like
that
it.
Isn't that a great compliment?
Yeah.
It's not just about getting dinner on the table tonight. It's saying, how can we do this without the stress, without the panic each night? Mm-hmm. And so I give a bunch of strategies in there about shopping, about prep cooking, about doing all this fun stuff so that you have an answer every single night to the question, what's for dinner?
You know, and we, our families, sometimes they sit down to dinner. Most of the time they're running in and out and they're grabbing their dinner, you know, while they're running back upstairs to do their homework or be on the computer or go watch the football game. So we're not doing the family meal. So you got to cook a meal that's people can, you know,
run with.
Exactly. A lot of sandwiches and casseroles.
Well, you know what was kind of bugging me is I would cook a really nice dinner, right? Mm. And then I would have everybody sit down and kind of watch everybody's faces and nobody said anything. They eat it and I'm like, "Hello, did you like it?"
You know?
Oh yeah, honey, it was good.
There was a human being preparing all that food for you.
Exactly. Yeah. See?
Do you want them to hold up like scorecards like at the Olympics, you know?
No,
I'll give that
say,
a 7.4.
No, honey, thank you for dinner. I know that took a lot out of your day, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? It's true on both counts. One, we are people on the move. You know, it's very rare to have a sit-down dinner. We had one last night, and we had 3 out of 4 kids there. And I thought, you know, we need to put something up on Facebook or something because this is unusual.
Dinner will be served at 6.
Exactly. And so, you know, we aim for Sunday nights to have kind of a more family dinner.
That's what we do too. That's so good. Yeah.
Everybody has jobs. Everybody's on the run. And I finally learned after several years of making stir fry on Monday nights when nobody's home on Monday night. That's the worst meal I could be making on Monday night.
You're so absolutely
having
right.
Something like chili or stew or something that they can come and grab when they get home.
Reheat, throw in the microwave.
It's really serving your family because they don't need the guilt. Too, you know,
Kathy, this is really, I'm going to tie it into what Chaney was talking about is honestly, we are so busy. Even a lot of us make our children busy. So they don't have, and they have homework and they have responsibilities.
Sports.
Right. Yeah, sports. So they don't have time to sit down. It's not because they don't want to or we don't want to. So yes, that is so smart to cook, almost like on the days that we can actually sit down and make a really nice dinner. That's the day
and
we want to spend some time.
And it's healthier to eat at home. The latest study just came out, and they now estimate that 33% of the United States is clinically obese.
Yeah.
Not overweight, obese, which is a risk for diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, reduced circulation. I mean, it's just a shortened lifespan. This is the first generation that is potentially not going to live as long as the previous generation. So we got to stop eating out all the time.
There you go.
Because, you know what? The best and the worst thing the restaurant people did was actually put the calories on there. And I know that the restaurant people were not the ones who wanted to do it. But when you look at what you can prepare a meal for at home calorie-wise, and this is something I struggle with. You know, weight is something I struggle with every single day. But I know that I can prepare something literally for half the calories in my own home than I could at a restaurant.
Okay, so give us some of your things. I know you have a 31-meal plan, right?
Yes, and I know that strikes fear and panic into most people. But let me tell you why I do 31 days. It's because I feel like you can change a bad plan, but you can't change no plan. So I say make a bad plan for dinner. Just make out a rough estimate of what you could be eating. If you know nobody's home on Wednesday night, don't cook on Wednesday night. If you know that everybody's going to be home Sunday and they're bringing their friends, then you can do something huge. But when you sit down and plan it out, you can change that plan, but you can't change no plan, and it'll lessen some of the panic.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
We had Thanksgiving dinner, right? And mm-hmm. you know how you have tons of food for Thanksgiving because we had it at our house.
Yeah.
So the next day, I guess we went out to dinner the next night and then the following night because you can't have it right. You know. But anyway, the next day, 2 days later, my kids were like, Mom, what's for dinner? I said, leftovers. So we brought it all out. My oldest daughter came over. I'm like, take whatever you need because this is it. We're done with this. Usually it stays in there, you know, for a week and it's like people just don't want it anymore. I'm like done with it.
You know, I had my first turkey salad sandwich ever in my entire life.
Yum.
My wife just decided to make it. She said, look, we got all this turkey left over. Boom. And then she put the cranberry sauce. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. One of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Great idea. There you go.
Yeah, I call those loop meals left over on purpose.
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
Cook an extra turkey next time.
You cook that one big meal, and then, you know, you turn that into... We had turkey soup a couple of times. We had some dill turkey roll-ups that were just amazing. So it's planning for those leftovers. And, yeah, I say freeze up some of that turkey, you know, if you're doing it for Christmas or something like that, so you can bring it out a week later when everybody's not like, more turkey, or you're killing me with tryptophan. Don't do it.
Exactly. I made turkey soup and then froze it. So
can I come over?
Yeah, absolutely. I got little cartons for each one.
See,
so
now that's a trick right there.
That's it.
Don't put all your leftovers in one big giant.
Yes, I put dates on it.
Put dates on it. Very good.
And I put what it is. That's another thing. You kind of go, what the heck is this in here?
And then you open it up and all you see is this frozen
ice
crystal.
Not looking so good, you know. So yeah,
I like leftovers on purpose.
You use it up before you have to put the gear on it.
Oh, there you go.
The gear on it, that's a problem.
That's right. So give us some tips that we can. You know, it sounds like we're going to have you back because now, do you have a book? I don't know if you is it What's for Dinner?
It's called The What's for Dinner Solution, and it's available everywhere, Christian bookstores, on Amazon, wherever good books are sold.
Okay, great. I haven't received mine yet, so I need to get one.
But that's in the mail.
Okay,
for sure.
Good deal. So what are we going to find in your book?
Well, I have a ton of recipes for sure, but then I also have a lot of strategies for just making dinner time fun. We have 40 discussion questions in the back of the book that you can ask, and some people think, oh, that's hokey. I have teenagers and young adults, and they still love to answer these questions. Just silly, fun things like, if you were invisible for a day, what would you do? And it sounds like, oh, that's so hokey, my teenagers wouldn't do it. But it's better than having the same conversation of, how was your day? Fine. Do you have homework? No. Liar. Because isn't that the conversation we have every night?
I love it. Jer's nodding his head. You like that? Yeah, he likes it. I think that's really cool because you're
good
right. Good dinner conversations.
Yeah.
To be like dinner trivia.
Kim just came
up
with her next
book. Nobody
heard
that, right? I know, yeah.
So, and then your kids get to know you as a person, not just as the adult who feeds them. You get to have a great conversation. Plus, over on my website at KathyLip.com, we have this great e-cookbook for free. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Man Food, How to Drive Your Husband Wild with Passion by Impersonating Betty Crocker.
Oh,
was Betty Crocker cute? No.
I don't know, something about plaid, you know.
There you go.
Red and white
exactly.
checks.
Exactly.
I
so,
love it.
You know, we've got all sorts of fun resources. We just want to encourage women to help them make dinner not such a stress drama every night, but that they can sit down and enjoy it too. And not only will their families be blessed, but they'll be blessed as well.
Have fun while you're doing it. You know, that's going to be that really is where my life is right now. Have fun with whatever you're doing. If you're not having fun, need to find something else to be doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's all in your own attitude.
It is. It's all about how you present it. No question.
Absolutely.
Kathy, I definitely, what can you leave us with really quick? Is there a fun one really quick recipe that we can shoot out there to everybody?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll post this on my website today. It's the pizza fondue recipe.
Pizza fondue.
All it is, it's all those great pizza ingredients that you put on top of the pizza, put in a fondue pot, slice up some French bread, and you are good to go.
Can you post that on my Facebook?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Can you post that on my Facebook?
I'll go there right now.
Okay.
Absolutely. The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Everybody can look there. All right, with that, thank you so much, Kathy, and I'll have you back because I'd love to talk more about, where to find your book and what's in it.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, gang. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
And to you.
All right. So,
isn't that fun? You get to say that now.
I know.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I know. Yeah. It's all good. And you know what? That's kind of about my next column that I'm putting out is, what is happy holidays? Are you actually happy? Or are you stressed? Are you celebrating life? Because at first, when coming into December, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm so stressed. I got to get everything up and I got to get, presents. And then I thought, oh no, I'm just blessed that I'm here and that I have four great children, my parents and my sister and my friends and those are presents. Don't put all that stress on yourself.
Why do you think our ancestors started these traditions of celebrations at various times of the year? Because life is hard.
Life is hard.
And they needed an outlet. They needed an opportunity, something to look forward to and to celebrate and say, we are alive.
I like it.
Let's jump up and down and sing and dance and create songs and traditions and decorate, not just at Christmas time, but at various points throughout the year. We celebrate spring. We celebrate each of the seasons and all of the things that they bring and have to offer. And yes, we do get a bit sad because of the commercialism. Good old Charlie Brown there, the dissing the aluminum Christmas trees. I'm glad that phase went out of style.
Yeah, there you go.
But more and more people are buying live Christmas trees. I mean, really live, like in the pot, and then they're planting them after Christmas. Mm. So they're celebrating life with this. And I think we can be deliberately, on purpose, enjoying the holidays for what they really mean.
That's definitely going to be my goal. That's really what I was, when I was writing my column, I thought about it and I thought, gosh, why do we have to be stressed? Let's just enjoy, what our year meant to us and all the things that, we've accomplished and all the things that we still have in our lives.
And even if there are stressful things, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to share that with everybody.
Right.
To convince everybody how, sad we are. We can say, well, I have some moments of sadness, but I'm going to share with people what I'm celebrating about life. I have plenty of sadness in my life. I just don't share it that often with people.
So you look at everything with gratitude.
I try.
Instead of sadness.
I really do try. Gratitude instead of
sadness.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you writing these down?
I need to. Darn it. I'm telling you. But that is.
Look for the Kim Pagano book in your bookstore soon.
Yeah, I'm serious. That is definitely on my...
Sanitude instead of gratitude. Yeah. I was also thinking about, success. This is a quote I found from Winston Churchill because I was really kind of looking for something motivational. But success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts.
Nice.
And that's by Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And in our lives, it's the holidays. We're going to be missing a few people who are no longer with us. I lost both my grandmothers this year. Actually, I didn't lose them. I know exactly where they are.
Because
they're in my heart.
Yes, I don't
that's
have my
where
grandparents
they are.
Either.
They're in my heart.
My grandma was so special to me, but she is in my heart. And that's
and
one
I'm
of
sorry,
the things
I
that
won't, I... Yeah, visit with them this holiday season, but they would want us to be happy
and
today.
That's, and you know what? That's the things to look for, the cooking that they... My grandma is an amazing cook. And
redo those recipes.
That's what I...
Get that little 3x5 card box and open it up and pull out that succotash recipe.
That's
it.
If you read The Venture Breeze, you'll read my next column that's coming out.
Gosh.
And that's what it's all about is cherish all those traditions and those memories that our families made.
That's how you keep them alive.
And give those gifts to your children.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
This is your great grandma's recipe.
And celebrate. Celebrate the picture. Celebrate where you've been in your life. And, you can't do that with just staying at home. Get out there and have fun and make it meaningful every day.
Yeah.
And remember that every day is a gift.
It is.
Right?
That's how we get motivated.
Right. How do we get motivated?
Well,
here
it's
on
Monday. You
that's
know?
Right.
People
I know.
Are waking up a little bit groggy, or people are a little grumpy, or they're looking at their massive Christmas list that they have to chisel away at this week and
I
next week.
I call those mountains. I keep chipping away at my mountain, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Be glad you have a mountain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Because if you didn't have a mountain, you'd be sitting there on the side of the road with nothing.
With nothing.
You know? And yeah. So work your life.
You know, Viktor Frankl was an amazing motivational person. He was actually a Holocaust survivor, and he was a psychiatrist before he was captured by the Nazis. And he found ways of being grateful even in the concentration camp.
There you
so
go.
So you can find it everywhere. You watch a flake of snow fall and be thankful for the snow falling.
Right.
You know, for the crumbs of bread that you have.
And
we
know,
have so much more.
I know
we're so
that there's
rich.
All these people that just had all this wind damage, right?
Yep.
But you know what? They're probably sitting there without a heater, but mm-hmm. they're close to their families. They're yeah. at home because they have to be there. You know, I mean, turn things
you're
into
without
a
power. Suddenly everybody's having conversations instead of being on Facebook. And
yeah, and you're close and you've taken yeah. that time. So look at everything as a gift. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason why things happen.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Oh, huh? I love it. All right. Well, I want to thank you all for being part of our show here at Kim Pagano's show. And for any reason you missed it or you just want to hear more, you want to like take in a couple things that we've talked about. We
yeah.
talked good today. I liked
yeah.
it.
It's like listening to a good song more than once.
Yeah. Is you can listen again from 1 to 2. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. So, and also you can listen on my Facebook. Well, you can tune in, like my Facebook.
Do you have a mommy
fan.
Moment?
I do. Of course, I always do. And also, but tune in on my KimPaganoShow.com.
Yeah, yeah.
With that, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is the road to success has no speed limit.
Ooh.
I
yeah.
knew you would like that.
I really like that.
You know what? Really, just this is your life. Make it successful 1 minute at a time.
Mm.
So, and you know, you can start it over anytime. With that, I'm Kim, Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Thank you yeah. so much. Jer, great job on the board. Thank you to all my callers and all my listeners and all my sponsors. I wouldn't be possible without you. With that, have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share the night.